Once again, one final time with our Troy locker room chat here for 22-23, the high school basketball season getting set for sub-states and for 1A. It starts this week and we'll go into next week as well. And we continue on with the Trojans and joined now by Troy boys basketball coach. That is Jonathan Rodvelt, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, we appreciate the time all year long. Let's get right into it. You got a win in the regular season finale on Tuesday night against Donovan West, 57-46, and that was after back-to-back tough losses to two of the best in the league in Axtell and Hanover. How nice was it to bounce back in a big way, carry some momentum into the sub-state opener?
Oh, it was a good bounce-back win. We really focused on our defense. That's, over the past few years, that's always been our specialty, is playing good defense. And, our ability to score some more points every now and then has kind of drifted us away from our defense. So we got back to it, and we've had some good practices, and it's been all about defense. And so it was nice to get back to practice, get back in our own gym. Axtell and Hanover were really good teams and rightfully deserve to be ranked as high as they are in 1A Division II. And, we kind of needed the wake up here, and I think everybody's in line and ready to work hard, and last night helped. That was a good win. Donovan West is a good young team that's going to be good for years to come here, and they don't turn the ball over so much anymore as their guards have gotten older and have seen the pressure now that everybody throws at them. And, it was a grinded out game. We tried to press a little bit, but we really wanted to focus on our half court defense, and our guys were in the right positions. And, the only thing we did do is we gave up the baseline, but they've got some good guards. And I mean, they're pretty slippery. They're quick. And, that was a good test for our guards, because we probably won't see too many guards, that are as fast as them, despite them being very young. And I was pretty happy with last night's victory.
Well, now you get set for them another time, and we'll talk about sub-state here momentarily, but just a general thought on the season as a whole. Of course, last season you made the state tournament for the first time in a long time. It was such a successful year. Plenty of expectations coming into 22 and 23. Do you feel like you met those expectations for the most part? 15 wins to this point, you're 15-6. Another solid outing in the TVL, one of the top four or five teams there, and what's been a very, very challenging league once again. Just talk about the season as a whole and how things have played out so far.
We've always been a little guard heavy, but we always had a big kid in the middle there, and Jarrett got injured, and so that was kind of our first stretch of adversity. We had to handle that, and so early on in the year we were all trying to find ourselves there and figuring out how to play without a big guy in the middle. And as things started to come along, our offense really took off. And we had to press a little more this year, just stretching people out and see if we can force some turnovers. And we faced adversity. And then Austin ended up getting hurt, Austin Grable, and he had a knee injury as well. And we just continue to have guys step up. We went on, I think it was an 8-0 run. We won quite a few games after the Christmas break there. And, our losses, we let a couple get away early on in the season, but shoot, our losses, somebody put something out and showed all the teams that were ranked out of the TVL. And five of our six losses this season have been to all of those teams. So, I mean, we've weathered, every storm that we've came upon, and we're not done yet. And so, I mean, that's the most important thing is trying to teach these guys resiliency, and that you never quit, little things too, being a good person and treating people with respect and not talking back and all those things, because at the end of all of this, some people say, oh well, how good were you in high school? But the most important thing is the type of person they're going to be and obviously they're not growing yet. They're going to form into the person they're going to be well after high school. But, you know, that's the most important thing. But hey, as far as, what's coming up here, we're really excited. We've got another game against D West, and, we'll watch the film on that, but it's one practice at a time, and then it's one game at a time. And if we can have that approach, we've got time to really pick it up here and have a really strong finish. And expectations for us are always high, and the goals are always high. And it doesn't matter what adversity you face, the peaks and valleys that you got to go through in basketball and in life. You got to do your best to come out on top and not give up on yourself.
There it is. Troy boys basketball coach Jonathan Rodvelt to get a 15-win regular season. They'll get Donovan West, the rare fourth time in the same year. Of course, twice during the regular season, once in the TVL tournament. Now they'll get D West again. First round of Substate on Friday night. They'll host that game at 7 o'clock. Burlingame, by the way, the top seed in that Onega Substate with Troy, the number two seed there. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate the time throughout the course of the year, and continued success. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you for everything you've done for our kids this season.